Hey, you made it to Friday, and you already know Fridays rock. I'm Coy. This is CNN 10, and we've got an awesome show for you today. Let's finish this week strong. I have some good news to start your weekend. Many of you get an extra hour of sleep on Sunday, daylight saving time. But could this be the last year of it? Every year on the first Sunday in November at 2 a.m., many of us turn our clocks back an hour. On the second Sunday in March, they spring back forward an hour. But where did this idea of shifting time come from? And why is it so polarizing? Let's take 10 to break it all down. While Benjamin Franklin gets credit for the first mention of the idea, daylight saving time was first implemented in the U.S. with the Standard Time Act of 1918, a wartime measure with the purpose of adding more daylight hours to conserve energy resources. Currently, not all states participate in daylight saving, including most of Arizona and Hawaii. Over 70 countries around the world use daylight saving time, with notable exceptions of China and Japan. But earlier this year, the U.S. Senate passed a bill called the Sunshine Protection Act, which would make daylight saving time permanent year-round beginning in the fall of 2023. That bill is currently sitting in the House of Representatives. If passed there and then signed by the president, it would mean no more changing clocks in the U.S. There are, of course, arguments for and against the practice. We'll travel to the United Kingdom now to meet a small group of clockmakers who have a big job of making sure everything is working on time, especially when it comes to the time change.
Oh, I love talking about clocks. I could talk about clocks all day. Not everyone wants to hear about them, but everyone wants to hear about the clocks at the Palace of Westminster. Whether it's Big Ben, whether it's just being interested in such a busy building, working on clocks, doing the time change, maintaining, it's something I take a lot of pride in.
Ian Westworth and Alex Jeffrey are part of a small team of clockmakers at the Palace of Westminster in London. Twice a year, when the clocks spring forward or fall back across the United Kingdom, they have the responsibility of adjusting 2,000 timepieces before lawmakers return to work.
There's 2,000 clocks on the parliamentary estate. There's 500 heritage clocks. There's 2 days, and it's our task to perform the GMT time change.
Overnight, we changed Big Ben, the great clock of Westminster, and we put that back an hour just to make sure everybody who can now see the dials can actually tell the right time when they wake up on Sunday morning.
So this is one of our heritage clocks. There's around 400 or 500 of them. And we're just going to bring the minute hand back to do the time change, being careful not to graze the dial. And it's in one of the committee rooms along committee corridor where a lot of important meetings happen.
We have clocks here that predate this palace, and some that were designed specifically for this palace. We do actually come across clocks that we've never found before. It only happened the other week. An MP contacted us saying, I've got a clock in my office, it hasn't run for some time. And I'm thinking, I've been here 18 years and I've never been into your office. He said, that's probably why it hasn't worked.
The time changes were put in initially as a mechanism, a practical mechanism to take advantage of daylight hours in the summer. So it's important, I think, to keep that tradition.
In the United Kingdom, Winston Churchill championed the concept of daylight saving during the First World War before he became Prime Minister, believing that the country could save energy by stretching the hours of evening sunlight. The practice has spread across the world. In the US, most states observe daylight saving, moving clocks forward in the spring. Only Hawaii and most of Arizona don't. In 2022, the Senate passed the Sunshine Protection Act, a law which would make daylight saving time permanent across the United States from November 5th, 2023. If passed by the House, the clocks would not fall back again. In the UK, a 2019 poll showed that a small majority of Britons want to keep changing the clocks. At the Palace of Westminster, its resident clockmakers are responsible for maintaining this tradition.
Even with this digital world, you know, everybody's got a computer with a clock at the bottom or they've got a digital watch on. But the MPs and the Lords or the staff who've actually got a ticking clock in their office, one of the first things they look at is the ticking clock and not the one on the wrist. Our job is to make sure that every day these clocks are working for them. The last clock of the day before doing great clock tonight.
You know, there's a lot of ground to cover. I left my step count on last year and it was 55,000 steps. It's very time consuming,
but it's very rewarding. You know, we can say to each other, well done, guys. It's a job well done. And when people turn up for work on Monday, they're right on time.
And now it's time for some hero talk. We've been introducing you to CNN heroes since the start of the school year. Together we met a woman upcycling old computers to open new worlds for young people in her home country of Kenya. We met a teacher in New Jersey on a mission to hand out free books by the thousands. This week, CNN announced the top 10 heroes of the year. Let's meet them and hear how they are making this world a better place.
From California, when elderly dog owners can no longer care for their pets, Carrie Broker helps them stay together or finds these beloved family members new forever homes. From Nashville, Richard Casper uses art to heal the wounds of war. He's helping fellow veterans share their stories visually and vocally. Nellie Chaboy is bringing technology to young people in her native Kenya. Recycling old computers, she provides the tools and education for brighter futures. North Carolina innovator Nora L. Corey Spencer is training women for well-paying careers in construction while also helping seniors age safely at home. From South Philadelphia, after spending 5 years in prison on drug charges, Tyreek Glasgow is now providing his neighborhood, long challenged by poverty and gun violence, with safety and opportunity. Alaska nurse Teresa Gray leads volunteer medics into global hotspots, delivering vital care and support to those in need. Maymuna Hussein Katan is helping refugees and immigrants transition to lives in the U.S. with critical resources and support, while also sharing their culture with the L.A. community. Aiden Riley brought together a nationwide network of young volunteers to tackle food waste and insecurity. They're rescuing tons of excess produce from farms to feed the hungry. From Chicago, Deborah Vine struggled to find support and resources when her son Jason was diagnosed with autism. Now she's providing services and education to African-American families and first responders. And Atlanta's Bobby Wilson is feeding and healing his urban community by teaching thousands of people how to plant, grow, and prepare their own healthy food.
10-second trivia. American, Bridal Veil, and Horseshoe are features that combine to make what natural wonder? Great Barrier Reef, Niagara Falls, Grand Canyon, or Galapagos Islands? Located on the U.S.-Canadian border, these are the names of the three waterfalls that together make Niagara Falls. We're giving this next story an A+, a gold star, and a 10 out of 10. Niagara Falls, one of the natural wonders of the world, on the New York and Canadian border, draws visitors from every corner of the planet who come to see its majestic cascading water. Well, there's a tunnel buried deep beneath the falls that's been off limits until now. It's about 7 football fields long. It was built more than a century ago on the Canadian side as part of the former Niagara Parks power station. And visitors can now venture through the plant, down the corridor, and onto a waterside platform for some of the most breathtaking views in the world. This has been an awesome week. Happy Friday, everyone. Keep in touch over the weekend. I'm at Coy Wire on Insta, Snapchat, and TikTok. We're CNN10 on YouTube. And we want to give a special shout out now to Vista Middle School in Ferndale, Washington. Remember, you are more powerful than you know. I'm Coy. This is CNN10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.